information, and the information is based on facts. This effectively prevents claims of unethical reporting or instances of misinterpretation of an author's work. In line with upholding proper writing standards, when a writer uses the APA format, they must indicate the originality of their work. This prevents plagiarism, as they must provide proper source citation. As a result, intellectual property rights are respected and upheld. They promote accuracy and attention to detail. APA standards promote structured presentation that shows logical progression of ideas for precise results. They encourage the authors to apply the abstract, method, result, and discussion format when presenting their research, so that readers can see the procedures used, results found, and inferences deduced at the end of the research. This lends credibility to the body of research, since the researcher has to document all the research processes and provide supporting evidence. They emphasize originality. APA standards are strict on originality of the written work provided by an author. To achieve this, they emphasize giving credit to the original work of other authors, where one may have sourced their information from. This provides readers with credible background information and upholds the reader's integrity and builds trust with the readers. They uphold professional writing standards. APA standards maintain professionalism, as authors must use the standard writing format across all professional and academic fields. This prepares students for professional writing in their careers and also maintains the same level of professionalism as they advance in their fields. Now that we have an overview of the general importance of APA standards, let's dive into each aspect of these writing standards. 1. Clarity, readability, and conciseness. APA standards require that authors using this format follow a similar structure and format to present information all the time. As a result, readers are able to always follow the information presented in all research papers because they feature the same format. The standards emphasize the use of clear headings, subheadings, and citations that organize the flow of information. With headings, the reader can easily find what they are looking for within the text. Remember, clarity, readability, and concise presentation of communication are key aspects of APA guidelines during presentation of facts. To achieve clarity and readability, the author must focus on the following in their writing: specific and straightforward writing. Conciseness and clarity in writing is achieved through explanations and descriptions. This means expanding on details within the research paper to provide more insight. One of the ways to make writing clear and concise is the choice of words to defend or oppose an argument. Authors must avoid unnecessary words or words that tend to have a double meaning that can be confused to the reader. Also, avoid using words that can be disputed. For example, avoid the use of the word proven. For example, when citing a study, instead of saying, quote, "the study proves that the ancient civilizations lived longer," unquote, you can say, quote, "according to the study's findings, ancient civilizations lived longer," unquote. In the first statement, the choice of words indicates that the study's findings are irrefutable and ancient civilizations had the ability to live longer. However, this theory can be tested and contradictory results can be found. The second statement refers directly to the findings of a specific study, limiting the research deductions to that particular study. The APA standards also frown upon flowery language. Use simple and easily understandable language when writing to ensure readers can follow the arguments. Research papers need to be straightforward and to the point. They should not feature complex writing devices like metaphors and complicated analogies. Use active voice. APA guidelines indicate a preference for the use of active voices to make the reading material more engaging. This is because active voice is easier to understand, and it captures the meaning of the information more accurately. Passive voice tends to use extra words, which can interfere with grammar, sentence structure, and clarity.